Ladies and gentlemen, this draconian bill, this bill is going to raise the minimum wage to $10.10 by the summer of 2018. If you listen to the talk, you think this is going to happen in the next few months. We're talking 4 1/4 years from now when it's fully implemented. And my guess is the federal government will probably have acted by then anyway, so much of this will be much of this discussion will be moot. But let me give you the effects of when the rate increases occur. On January 1 of 2015, it's going to rise a whopping 75 cents to $8 an hour. On July 1, 2015, it'll go another quarter to $8.25. A year later, July 1, 2016, the rate increase is $8.75. It'll go to $8.75. On July 1, 2017, it increases to $9.25. And finally, when it's fully phased in on July 1, 2018, it'll be $10.10. Now, Abraham Lincoln once said, the role of government is to do for the people what the people cannot do for themselves. Well, let me tell you what the people are saying. In Prince George's County, 95% of the people are in favor of this. In Baltimore City, it's 85%, but that's to be expected. Oh, but on the Eastern Shore, 54% are saying they're in favor of it. In Western Maryland, 56%, and in Southern Maryland, it's 63%. So I guess we know better than the people we represent. But they're calling for a raise in the minimum wage. Now, and if not now, when? See, back until the mid-90s, we used to see periodic increases. But all of a sudden, that became a problem. So when Maryland raised the minimum wage in 2006, it had been 10 years. 10 years since the federal minimum wage had been increased, which was the longest since it had been enacted in 1938. And then the federal government finally got around to it 3 years later after that to raise the minimum wage. So we went through the dot-com boom, the housing boom, and all those other things, but it still wasn't a good time to raise the minimum wage. And by the logic we keep hearing on the floor that it's going to cause job losses and so forth, we should never raise the minimum wage. And in fact, you could probably make the argument we should lower it. So if not now, when? When is a good time? Because we've seen the 90s was a boom time, and yet we didn't raise it then either. The House and Senate, working with the administration, we came up with a good bill. We phased it in. We made some adjustments to it. We did take business into consideration. But ultimately, the time is now. To raise the minimum wage, the time is now. And so I stand forward with you and hopefully many others looking forward to putting a green vote up on the board and telling Marylanders that we value their hard work, that we value their productivity, and that we don't believe that when they put in a full day's work that they should be earning poverty wages, which is what they are at $7.25 an hour. It's as simple as that. So, ladies and gentlemen, I urge you to take a deep breath, to not feed into the hype, and put up a green vote for House Bill 295.
Mr. Speaker.